Late near Temple Bar a frolic we hear, which many brisk fellows did put in much fear. 10 lasses in the Strand did take it in hand, in seaman's disguise, for to press and command 14 tailors. Moll, Nelly, and Sue, with Nan, Kate, and Prue, their hangers put on with the rest of the crew, and so straight they went about their intent, to ferret them out of their garrets they meant, all the tailors. But as they did go along the back row, they met with a snipper that well they did know. Moll starts from the rest and cries, "Friend, you're pressed." He let fall his cabbage and cried by his list, "I'm a tailor." A tailor, for see, he never can fit be. He's the ninth of a man, then pray set me free. But this blind excuse, nor the price of his goose, did not then prevail, for, says Kate, there's much use for a tailor. Though it's plain he's no man, yet stitch well he can. There's need on at sea, then you rascal, come on. Then trembling full low, himself he did throw at their feet, and did beg that they pity would show to a tailor. Pray pity my tears and my bodkin and shears, with all the good cabbage I've stole many years. Talk not of the sea, I pray set me free, for when did you hear that to fight did agree with the tailor? But nothing availed, away he was hailed, nor long of more tailors this buxom crew failed. 6 more they did seize at small beer and cheese, for well of the cowcumber time that agrees with the tailors. At sight of this crew, some fainted, some flew. The room it was scented, but all would not do. "You scoundrels," quoth Nell, "dare you to rebel? Come along," and with that they two cudgeling fell of the tailors. They cried out full sore, they had children store, but wives to maintain both, quoth Molly, "give o'er. 'Tis better be brave than sit like a slave, cross-legged on a shopboard." But the sorrow gave to the tailors. These once away sent, to the garrets they went, and though they saw none yet to search, they were bent, and feeling in the shreds, they found out their beds. In hell then, for fear, were hid in the heads of the tailors. Then out from the rags a tailor each drags, oh, some by the heels and some by the cracks, and cried out, "Away, ye rascals, to see, fight for king and queen." But this did not agree with the tailors. Thus 8 more they got to make up the shot. Christ, Sue in the chimney, as yet we looked not. This made them look there, when strid in the bar a cock horse were riding, 3 half dead with fear of the tailors. These being thus pressed, they looked for the rest, and quickly they pulled them all out of their nest, compelled them to go with kick and with blow. Some cried and some pissed, and yet all would not do for the tailors. They stood not to choose, nor none did refuse. Monsieur Shauna Morgan Antique they did noose, and more in the trap these females did snap, until they the 14 had fairly made up of all tailors. Good people, you know, 'tis not long ago that 6 lusty lasses did frolicking go, Joan, Bridget, and Bess, all in seaman's dress. Like sturdy tarpaulins, they ventured to press 14 tailors. Now upon being told, those pressmasters bold were only 6 maids, none yet 20 years old. Their hair off they tore, and bloodily swore that never were tradesmen so served before as poor tailors. Christ will to his mate, I frolics do hate, that do serve us tailors at such a bad rate. Stout Joan did me take by the collar and shake, then dragged me along as a bear to a stake, though a tailor. Then Tony upright cried, you are to fight, and forced all the petticoat train to a flight. Had I had your place, the weak female race should never have bragged to have done such disgrace to us tailors. Christ will, if I'd known, and Bridget and Joan, the petticoat pressmaster soon should have flown. For ending the strife, 'twas but calling my wife. She don't but for me, I never boxed in my life, I'm a tailor. For some time we lay, confined night and day, nor did they then pity us when we did pray. Poor Sean Morgan, Dick, Tom, Ralph, and Ben, some 14 or 15 we counted stout men of us tailors. Thus cruelly used we were and abused, for which great affront they shall never be excused. To plague them for all, a cabal we call, that shall have no mercy or pity at all as their tailors. This once thus agreed, they come to proceed, and sent out to summon all tailors with speed. Their case they did note, and put it to vote, what silk or stuff should be snipped from a coat by the tailors. The garments maids wear, our harm shall repair, with secrecy acted and provident care. Now each of you know a yard was our due, but for this affront we give leave to take 2, as we're tailors. Then to drench their soul, the tailors did troll, in cherishing cups or a nappy brown bowl, and choosing for heed, Dick, Ralph, Will, and Ned, each calls for his pot and a dozen of bread, like brisk tailors. The tailors thus met, and in council set, it would have been strange had old Nick spread, of all sorts be sure, he had caught good store, for some do affirm them 300 or more, each a tailor. Then straight did begin, well, Shauna Morgan, her cries by St. Taffy, her hold her no sin, to sheet her damn shade, that durst her degrade, what her steals in cabbage belongs to the trade of a tailor. At last they agreed, from 6 to snip 3, that frolic some lasses might punished be. Yet Taffy did huff, swears 'twas not enough, her means to steal 4 yards of silk or of stuff like a tailor.